Your financial needs aren't independent of each other, so your financial advisor shouldn't be either. At Mercantile Bank, our experienced United Wealth professionals are united to serve you and your complete financial planning and wealth management needs. Are you just starting your investment journey or need to roll over a retirement plan? Do you need to plan for a loved one with special needs or for your own life after work? Maybe your business needs a succession plan or you want to enhance your employee benefit programs. Whatever steps you need to take, our United Wealth experts are ready to take them with you. Together, we are united.
Hi, this is Ron Kinsherf. Welcome to the Business Spotlight brought to you by Mercantile Bank. We have Brandy Baker with us from Pet Supplies Plus. Yes. You are a store director there, right?
Correct.
April, according to the Illinois Veterinary Association, is Healthy Pet Month. So we're going to talk about how to keep your pets healthy.
Awesome.
So dental care. Is that something that's overlooked a lot with your pets?
Oh, so very much. So very much. Dental care, especially when we're talking not just dogs but cats, dental care definitely is overlooked. Some people tend to feed really kind of wet foods majority of the time.
Right.
So that definitely has an issue with that, because just like you and I, say for instance, you eat caramel all day long. That gets stuck in the teeth and they're not able to crunch. So having things around like dog bones or crunchy treats definitely helps move that tartar around. There's different toys that are actually designed to help with that. Kong balls, antlers, those sorts of things definitely help to get that tartar gone.
But do you have to, I remember when I was a kid with dogs, especially dogs, I mean, you're not saying brush your dogs or cats' teeth, are you?
Oh,
yes. Really?
Oh, yes.
So that is a thing now.
That is a thing. Definitely, especially if you have a dog that has really sensitive teeth or
How do you know that, though? They can't say, hey, owner, I've got...
Yes, in a way they can.
Okay.
They won't chew on those super hard things. Just like a baby or an infant, if you have different toys available, they're going to choose the ones that they want to play with. So if they have a really hard treat that they're not going for, like an antler or a harder bone, you can tell that they're not really digging that kind of texture. So buy them something that they will enjoy, that they gravitate towards.
But you don't want it to be too hard, do you?
No, especially for puppies under 6 months of age.
Okay.
You don't want antlers or harder bones, which is why like the Kong puppy,
right.
It's a softer rubber. So going with something like that, or going with a crunchy kibble that they have to sit there and chew, that chewing will actually remove the tartar naturally.
Okay, you don't brush the pet's teeth twice a day or anything like that?
No.
I mean, is it, or are you saying you should, okay, go ahead, sorry.
No, you're okay, you're good. So there are actually different ways to brush the teeth. There's water additives that you can actually do to whiten and remove tartar, so they can actually drink it as they're drinking their water.
Okay.
Or there are different types of toothbrushes, just like a toothbrush you have at home that you go in. Most dogs and cats are not going to allow that.
Well, that was my next question. Okay, go ahead.
But there's one that actually, it's like a little glove for your finger that has like bristles on the tip.
Okay.
And a lot of dogs, especially if you get them used to that as a puppy, or cats as kittens, if you go in there right with that, they get used to it over time.
Different breeds more susceptible to issues with
teeth?
Very much so.
So your bigger breeds, especially because they like the harder, crunchy things,
right.
So they're going to get rid of the tartar themselves on those bones and whatnot. The smaller breeds, they tend to have tooth problems. Because also those are the breeds that I see the most being fed a predominantly wet food diet. So those are the breeds that tend to have really bad tartar and eventually even tooth rot. And they have to have those teeth removed. Yes.
Okay. So what about sticks, rocks, things like that that the pets may find out in the yard? Is that good, bad, or should you grab those away?
You really shouldn't let them, but there are, if you see your dog going towards a stick, there are now actual toys that are made out of wood. They're denser, so they're not going to break off in your dog's mouth at all.
Okay.
But they are made out of wood, so if you're noticing your dog is going towards those textures, come on into Pet Supplies Plus. We can definitely set you up with a wood-dominant toy.
Okay, cats and dogs, we've talked about. What about dental care for, I guess birds don't have teeth, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yes,
other animals that need to be
considered. Dental care with birds.
Oh, come on.
I'm not even kidding.
Okay.
So their beaks, you need to have a cuddle bone in there or different toys for them for their beaks.
Okay.
If you don't take care of that, it can actually overgrow and they won't be able to eat.
So one thing I've learned as a human is that teeth health could affect other parts of your body, especially heart health. Is this the same for pets?
Oh, yes, definitely. Because if, say, for instance, you have a Shih Tzu at home that has a root tooth rot.
Right.
If you don't know that's happening, you just smell bad breath. You're okay. Like, oh, my
God. So that is a sign is bad breath. Okay.
Definitely. Just like you and I, halitosis can definitely be a sign that something's going wrong in that right. mouth. So if you notice that instead of just treating the initial problem and putting a Band-Aid on it and coming in and getting some greenies that might get stuck in that tooth, go see your vet and actually take a look and see if there's actually a rotten tooth in there.
Okay. So what about noticing diseases within your animals that you have at home? I mean, animals can get the same type of diseases that humans yes. do, right? But what are things you should be looking out for? Is it just erratic behavior?
Yes. You should also be aware of the age of your animal. So a lot of people don't realize that there are puppy and senior ages in dogs and cats. And depending on the breed, those ages change. A large breed dog is not considered adult until it's 2 years old.
Okay.
And then large breed dogs then become senior at 5 to 6.
But you mentioned, but why does it matter? Why should the owner know that he's an adult at 2 versus a smaller dog?
Diet.
Ah, okay.
Diet. And everything, just like you and I, starts with nutrition. So if you feed well over time and through the lifetime of that animal, you can avoid a lot of those late stage issues like you and I.
Okay.
I've seen dogs with diabetes. I've seen...
So really, cholesterol oh, yeah. or stuff like that?
Yes, definitely. 100%. That's from giving over treats or feeding a not great diet over the lifetime of that pet.
That's leads table food.
Oh, no. Don't do it. Just because a lot of people don't realize things are not good for their pet. Garlic.
Okay.
Garlic, onion, not good for your dog.
Excuse me.
There are things that are poisonous that you and I can take in and ingest that they can't.
What's the most common thing that people feed their dogs they shouldn't?
Grapes.
Really?
Grapes.
Okay. So
very bad.
Think that's good for them, but it's a fruit.
Yeah, okay. Grapes are not good. It can definitely lead to issues in the body.
Is all fruit like that or
no,
just specifically
definitely
grapes?
Not. Bananas are fine. But again, bananas are high in sugar. So you have to watch that. Just like you and I, their bodies aren't designed really to take in all that sugar. Another one is carrots.
Okay.
Carrots is a root vegetable, high in sugar.
Okay.
People use them as a great treat, which they can be. They're crunchy. The dog mm-hmm. really likes that texture, but it's high in sugar.
So when you get the dog, and sometimes you get a mixed breed, right?
Yes.
You don't know...
What's
because
going
you're
on?
You're saying that certain breeds have certain issues mm-hmm. and there need to be aware of certain issues, but if you don't know the breed.
So you're playing the guessing game.
Right.
There are also DNA tests that you can send out for. Some of them are more accurate than others, so you do have to kind of watch that a little bit. But if you're playing the guessing game, the best thing to do is to watch the health of your dog and practice moderation.
Okay. It's very similar to having a kid, isn't it?
Yes. Actually, having a puppy is very much, or even an adult dog, is like having a child.
Now, in your position as store director of Pet Supply Plus, do people come in and you're like, no, you can't be doing that? Does that happen?
In the nicest way possible, yes.
Okay. What about fish?
Oh, fish. Fish?
No, not necessarily from a health perspective, but I guess, I mean.
Care and.
Yeah, yes. I mean, because fish, no, I'll just flush it. But there's got to be some care involved.
There's actually more care than anyone ever realizes because everyone comes in and it's the first pet for the
right,
child.
Right.
Because they
the beta.
Think, yes, the beta. They think the fish is the easy one. The fish is probably the hardest pet I have.
Why?
Because you're doing chemistry in a small tank.
Okay.
You have to keep your nitrogen levels right. You have to keep your pH correct. You have to make sure there's no chlorine in there. You are playing chemistry and also kind of biochem because you have to grow bacteria in there to
oxygen and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, oxygen and that sort of thing reflect the natural environment, there we go, of the animal.
But that's going to vary per fish too, right?
Yes. Oh, yes, very much so. Okay. So like betas... are okay in a colder system, same with goldfish and koi. They're okay with cold water, but then you have your tropical fish, which comes in
right,
the name.
Right.
They like it in the mid to upper 70s.
So are you saying the fish should not be a first pet?
No.
So what would be a good first pet?
A good first pet, it really depends on what you're able to provide for that animal.
Okay.
What kind of environment? Do you have a small spot on a desk? If you're given that, probably a dwarf hamster.
Okay. insurance for pets. Is that a that's a becoming that's bigger and bigger, right? Is that something that you would recommend, or I guess it depends on the budget type
It depends thing? On the budget, and it really depends on the health of the animal when you get it, mm-hmm. And what kind of animal you're looking into. If you are dead set on an English bulldog, please do your research and look into the breed. The breed has a lot of problems. But if you you go to a shelter and you help a mixed breed or a mutt from a shelter,
right.
they aren't prone to as many health problems as those purebred dogs. So it really depends on what you're kind of going for.
Should you match the pet to your personality?
100%. Okay. Please. Especially whenever looking into a first pet, you should look at what you can provide for that pet. What environment can you provide? Mm-hmm. Are you in a studio flat apartment, or do you have an acre out in the country? And that is definitely going to decide what pet you should go for. And then if you're looking into dogs, because dogs tend to be that pet for everyone, what breed?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to put a border collie in a studio flat apartment,
right.
unless you really want a bad time.
But different breeds have different personalities,
yes,
too. And
100%.
I would think that'd have to match with the type of personality you have.
Agreed.
Okay.
So bullies, your bully breeds, they tend to be fun and energetic and loads of energy. They are great family dogs because of that. They mm-hmm. do well with younger kids from like 6 to up, because they want to play, they want to be a part of the family, and they love the cuddles.
Right. What would be the biggest piece of advice you would tell a family or parent or just somebody looking for their first pet? The biggest thing, they come into your store, Pet Supply Plus, I go, Brandy, I'm looking for, what's the biggest
How advice? Much time do you want to spend with this pet?
That
simple. How much time can you denote to this animal? Because that's going to help me fit you with the correct pet to bring into your home. If you're like, maybe a few minutes once a week, get a fish.
Thanks for coming in. All right. It's Brandy yes. Baker, Pet Supplies Plus. This has been the Business Spotlight. I'm Ron Kincher. This has been brought to you by Mercantile Bank.
Your financial needs aren't independent of each other, so your financial advisor shouldn't be either. At Mercantile Bank, our experienced United Wealth professionals are united to serve you and your complete financial planning and wealth management needs. Are you just starting your investment journey or need to roll over a retirement plan? Do you need to plan for a loved one with special needs or for your own life after work? Maybe your business needs a succession plan, or you want to enhance your employee benefit programs. Whatever steps you need to take, our United Wealth experts are ready to take them with you. Together, we are united.